General Jackson Showboat, Dinner Show, the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bell Mead Mansion, and so much more. Go to InkstedTours.com right now to view the entire itinerary or call 701-419-5114.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Drizzle. I'm not seeing drizzle. Supposed to be seeing drizzle. I'm not seeing any here. Cloudy and 56 degrees. It's Talk Around Thursday. Jana Gageland opened up that conversation, came in and said, where's the drizzle? Yes. My app says drizzle. It's not.
It's not.
But kind of looks like it could start any minute.
Yeah, so, that would be good.
There you go. Hey, we are talking Wapton history today, and you got a doozy for us.
I hope so.
Given said, I hope I get through this.
It's
like you were giving me bits and pieces, and it's like, what?
I know.
So I'm just going to let you start.
Okay.
And you just take off on this, because this is a great story.
It is. It's a very good story. But the only reason this story came to my attention was because there's the 150th anniversary, if you want to call it, of law enforcement in the state of North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And they're putting together stories about sheriffs, which would be county, who were killed in the line of duty. And, you know, we've talked about George Moody before, so that would be our one. But the story that was brought to my attention happened in 1883. And there was a death, but not till years later.
Okay.
But there was a marshal who was shot. Marshals were part of the city police. So picture it.
1883. Okay, yeah, let's go back.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't have a lot of businesses, and so many of the people who had residents probably had cattle and horses and, you know, livestock, chickens, whatever.
Sure.
So, I mean, because it was kind of rural. So, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I won't use names because it takes longer. So, anyway, an unknown man shows up at the butcher shop at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning, and he has an ox he wants to sell. Well, the butcher looks at it and says, gee, this is really a nice ox. And, well, I came from Campbell, and I traded my horse for this ox, but now I don't want the ox. I just want the money. So he said, no, yeah, he's a little suspicious right off the get-go. And so he's kind of like, well, I don't know. This is a fine animal. Well, give me what you think I should have. So the butcher writes out a check, you know. The guy takes the check, and then the butcher's like, I don't know, I better warn people about this guy. Something's not right.
Yeah.
So he goes up and down Dakota Avenue telling people, don't cash the check, don't cash the check. And sure enough, he gets to the bank, and there's the guy there. The unknown man with the check in hand, and he's going to cash it. Well,
that he gave him just out of good faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no ID. He said his name was Henderson, and he was from Campbell, but who knows, mm-hmm. you know. So he goes to the bank, and the guy's at the bank, and he's going to cash this check for an ox that he sold, that he got money from selling. So they both are in the bank now. And the butcher goes to the guy and he goes, yeah, I'm just not really sure about this. He takes the check from the guy. He doesn't even ask for it. He just takes it.
Okay.
Like, who could do that?
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the check, and then he tells the guy, I think we better go over to the sheriff. Well, the sheriff says, you know what? There are some gangs that have been around here. Maybe this guy is part of one of those gangs. So the butcher stands in the doorway so the guy can't leave the sheriff's office, and they sort of talk it over. Well, let's go down and take a look at this ox. So the three of them are walking down the street, and they get, you know, almost to the butcher's shop, and then there's a pen behind it where the animals are held until time of butcher. So they get to that down the street, and a man comes out of his house. His name is John Bird. Because it's a cool name. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He yells, hey, that's the guy who took my ox. Hang him, hang him. And, and well, that's what we would have done in my where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, they don't do that. But the guy gets a little spooked, the unknown guy. And so he then grabs a Navy pistol from underneath the flap of his coat. You know, they wore like leather coats and stuff.
Sure.
So he has a Navy pistol. Navy pistol is a Civil War type weapon, and in order to use it, you had to have black powder rolled up in a piece of paper.
Yeah, it was a trick to reload those things.
Yes, and then you had the lead ball, you know, on the other side of that. So you had, it was like loading a muzzle thing, you know. But it held six, held six shots. But you, it wasn't rapid fire. You had to pull back the hammer and boom. So he gets a little spooked. And he turns and, you know, say it like, hey, you're not taking me in. So then he shoots. And he shoots and hits both of the sheriff and the butcher right between him. Takes a little bit of each of their clothing. And they're like, whoa, you know. So the sheriff gets out his gun. And meanwhile, the guy's taking off. And the sheriff shoots but misses. I mean, I don't think there was a lot of accuracy with these guns. But,
and this was going on Dakota Avenue?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so now he, the thief, I'll call him, then turns and shoots again. And he shoots at the sheriff and almost hits him again, but it bounces past him onto the sidewalk. Well, then the sheriff was going to get off another shot, but his gun didn't explode or the shot didn't work. Mm-hmm. So the guy's getting a little farther away. So he pulls back the hammer. He's going to take another shot. Well, now a lady walks in front.
Oh,
so,
no.
So he couldn't take the shot. But he does get off another shot, trying to get him in the back. So lo and behold, the local marshal is on Pembina, which would be another block to the north. Mm-hmm. And so the sheriff yells at him, you know, to head him off, stop him. Well, the marshal already knew something was going on.
Yeah.
You know? So he tries to, you know, get him to go back and surround him kind of thing. And so he chases after him and gets a shot off but misses. And then the guy, the thief, turns around and shoots his gun and hits the marshal in the stomach with a lead ball. You know, I can't imagine.
There's a lot of gunfire going on.
So Anton Wider, the marshal, shoots at him again while holding his stomach, shoots again. And they're not sure if he got him, but he ran with a limp.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume that he got a little bit of something.
Right.
All right, here comes the guy with the wagon. So the thief says, hey, you're going to give me a ride to the river. Well, the guy in the wagon has no gun. So the thief gets in the back of the wagon and he drives his wagon with horse and wagon to the river. So then,
with a gun in his face.
Yeah. So then the thief gets out of the wagon and he then crosses the river. A little bit later, he shows up in Macaulayville, which means that he went across the river and then went north of Breckenridge.
Right.
You know. And so according to the paper, it says that he was seen, reported to be seen around Macaulayville, and again in Macaulayville. And this was Tuesday after all this had happened Monday in a short period of time. And it says he is a peculiar-looking man, having a singular hollow or depression around his nose, while the nose itself was depressed. There is no doubt that he is an old offender and had shot like one who was used to shooting at a human target. So,
somebody blew his nose off.
Yeah, yeah. And the Widener did survive, and his wound was not fatal. But in trying to find more about him, mm-hmm, was very, very difficult. I know he found, or he had some land out by Dwight.
Okay.
So maybe after this experience, he's like, I'm not taking this job.
Sure.
So then he was a farmer for a while. But after 1890, I find nothing about him.
Just disappeared.
Yep.
Just vanished.
Yep. And I can't find him in any cemetery anywhere. The family ends up moving to, I think, the state of Washington. And that's where his wife and two of the three children are buried. So yeah, there's more to the story. It's just haven't been able to find it.
But you'll keep digging, if I know you.
Well,
you're not going to be okay till you find out more about this.
Yeah, well, you know. You
what a great story. I mean, it's not a great story, no, but it's a good story.
Well, yeah, and it happened within like probably 2 hours, mm-hmm, you know. So they went to work when the sun came up. The town was small, so escaping was pretty easy. But they did try to gather the guns, as they said, When the guy got into the wagon and was being taken to the river, then they tried to gather guns, which means a posse to go after him, but it was too late.
And all of this hullabaloo over a stolen ox.
Yes.
That's how it all started.
Sure. So the guy got his ox back, you know, and the other fellow never really did have a horse. But, mm-hmm. you know, the headline of the story says he stole and tried to kill. A stolen ox, a butcher's suspicion, circumstance proved correct, arrest, lynching suggested,
I bet.
And a successful dash for liberty. So that is, in a nutshell, what that whole story is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's nuts. It's crazy.
Wow.
So
I'm seriously just intrigued. I'm not usually this quiet.
Yeah. Yeah,
what a great story. You were spot on with that.
It was. I mean, and I even had to look up this Navy gun. It looks really old, like something from the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, in order to load that, you'd have to spend some time putting black powder and then the lead ball. And it, yeah. And
gun collectors would have a heyday with this.
Oh, yes.
It's a nice-looking piece.
Yeah, that one looks pretty good.
Wow.
And seen too many bad days, but...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
1883, this all went down.
Yep.
Right here on Dakota Avenue.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Good stuff. And that's why we love it when Janet Gageland comes in to talk Lofton history.
I hope I didn't leave out a lot of details. The story itself is just full of, you know, the way they you know, told the story is just full of you know, great words and words that we would not use today to describe something. But, you know, you think, oh, wow, this guy comes in. He has no ID. He has this really nice looking ox and he wants to sell it. Because he doesn't have a horse, but he only wants the money, and then to no ID. So then the guy goes up and down Dakota Avenue, warning people, "Don't cash his check. He's no good."
There's a screenplay in here somewhere, or there should be.
I mean,
seriously, just one day in the life here on Dakota Avenue.
Yeah, the mental picture is just crazy.
Yeah, and you painted so well.
I hope so.
You definitely do. Janet, well, what's up for next week? I don't know how you're going to follow this one up.
Well, this past summer I came across, do you remember the Divot story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's a kind of like a counter story to that, and it's called the Crawford story.
Okay.
The Crawfords came here and lived mostly close to Morton, and so this fellow came as a young man. He didn't stay here as long as the Divots did.
Right.
He left, and I think he ended up in Minneapolis, someplace farther away. But right after the Divot story came out in 49, then he also wrote early history stuff. So we'll probably take a look at that.
All right. And last name's Crawford?
Yes, it is.
All right. We will cover that next week. Janet,
okay.
Great to have you in here.
Good beer.
Keep digging up this stuff. You're on a roll here.
Well, people point me sometimes in that direction, and
sure.
I just have to find it.
Absolutely. Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history, as we do every Thursday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
In a world hungry for growth and possibilities,
there is a name that stands above the rest.
Proceed, a trusted name in agricultural excellence.
For generations, we've been providing farmers with the seeds that ignite their success. From seeds to success stories, Proceed is there every step of the way. Contact your local Proceed rep today.
Need seed? Think Proceed. Proceed.net.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy.